Chayil is still an Iz Molech. And therefore we can make that assumption. So the Kitzah, the Shach and the Grah said that the Mechaber really said something over here. A real Kula, a Mashmaut, a real serious Kula. And the Shach, Lemshad, and the Ramot, Mechaber's Kula, he's coming to take back the wild and woolly Chumah that we didn't understand in the first place. So, well, it doesn't apply on Friday afternoon. Big difference with the Shach and the Mechaber. It's all unclear from the Mechaber. Now. We have to learn a difficult Inyan now. Chayil is still an Iz Molech. And therefore we can make that assumption. So the Kitzah, the Shach and the Grah said that the Mechaber really said something over here. A real Kula, a Mashmaut, a real serious Kula. And the Shach, Lemshad, and the Ramot, Mechaber's Kula, he's coming to take back the wild and woolly Chumah that we didn't understand in the first place. So, well, it doesn't apply on Friday afternoon. Big difference with Pshat and the Mechaber. It's all unclear from the Mechaber. Now. We have to learn a difficult Inyan now, which is relates to a different matter. Right, we'll finish this parsha, okay? I'm finished anyway. But this parsha of the parsha, it's a hard parsha. I thought the Chazan is right, everything he says. I usually think that way. He gives me a press that he's right, almost. I don't know if he's almost always. You think he's right. If you want to look it up, I have the Chazan Shavi, I brought it. So I don't look it up. If I didn't want to put it in my comments, I figured fast and ruble all the fast. Okay. Now I'm ready to go for the next fundamental issue. Take a look at both fans. Simon Sadi Ches, Siv Dalet. We'll be gradually meandering along here in the Mount of Kong. One day we're going to finish this piece. I don't know when it was going to be. One day. But this thing I want to finish now. I want to finish it, period. I can. I'd like to finish it. Tomorrow I want to start the easiest, what I call the easiest stuff. I mean the, you know, more, how should I say it? Stuff has nothing to do with Chatzichanat and Nevel anymore, and nothing to do with Efsa the Sochto. But I want to finish today with this parsha. The Mechaber says, I'd like to lean out. The Mechaber quotes again Simon Sadekes of Dalit, talks again about Tchiva Sakaf. We, of course, are Bekir and Gedolim and Tchiva Sakaf. Now he says over here, V'yesh Mishamach, the Mechaber, the second piece here. Now, look at the last three lines of Ramah. Very important. Isurshin is batul b'kdeira. The sirul misham. B'nafal k'deira acheret. Zorech lachzal levatla b'shishim k'neged kulo. What's the source? We had it. Enough for the Gemara. Chal. Elam, we had to go. Elam, enough for the Gemara. Fine, the fairish. Sechen li'olam. Aval. Here comes the sticky stuff. This is so hard. And so difficult. And so complicated. I think we can figure it out very easily. Just half cup. The Akronos, I think, to me, are so wild. It's just a taxi. Credibility. We have a yo-yo. Put it be the chaz and the yo-yo. And play with the chaz there into the chicken soup. Yo-yo. So how many times, I mean, what do you do? So the Ramah says, as long as you take the yo-yo, and the soup is shishim times the yo-yo, it's kosher. Get to it. Yeah, you can't. The Chor Ramah is right. You can't go wrong. The Chor Ramah is 100% right. You cannot go wrong. Impossible to go wrong over here. That's the going. Of course, the Ramah is right. Kain Mash Mashah. The Kama the Kadeira Acheret. By Chal, our Gemara. Aren't we holding an official? We're holding by that Gemara, no? Ela miata nafalik derech. We haven't done any more. New Gemara. Ela miata nafalik derech heres. Why is derech heres? Lo kamal alzik derech beis pamit. The Kohen is batal b'shishin. Miaval gav de bolu asher bo nasan avela avikisur acher. Shenafal. The oser kamal shakosu b'simen tzadi testival v'agol. What is the Lagon referring us to? A two-word expression. Grandma quotes over there. Look up Tzadik Tes. That guy who falls asleep and wakes up. Well, he didn't see that expression. Kol zeh v'neir. You saw that? What that means literally. The guy's sleeping and wakes up. Anyone here? No. Some guys are in the Orim and some guys are haven't been kosher. So kol zeh v'neir means if the Issa which is sleeping, as it were, wakes up again. Yeah, that's going to be the problem. When do we say Kol zeh v'neir? And when do we say it's bottled, it's finished? That's the question. So the Vilna Gaon says, at the end, Vatan, the Ota Balu, Rabbi Kadeh, Min Demino, Rubichi Agav, Nukma, the Raisa, Veruba, Kwasa Rush, Rishigar, Mishin Demino, Echon Migza, the Eshta, Mosa Kadeh, El Demino, Ayan Shach, Simon Sadi Dalas, and Kotten Hay. Now, if he says, Mitzvah Lashma, Divrei Chachamim, it's in the Mitzvah Lashma, Divrei Gaonim, that's the Vilna Gaon. Let's take a look at the Shach in Simon Sadi Dallas of Cotton Hay. What does it say there? This is tough. He'll make it a full circle back to Sadi Dallas. So we started, if you recall. Remember? We started with Sadi Dallas. That's where the whole story of started over here. But now it starts getting very, very difficult. Let's look at Sadi Dallas, Siv Beis. We had seen Sif Aleph, and everything was fine and dandy. But now Sif Beis is a totally different story. Im tocha v'kaf v'kzeira shnei piyamim. Here's where everything falls apart. The guy took the same spoon and stuck it in twice. Now the chora, according to everything we said until now, what should it then be? Nobody stuck it in twice. Who cares? All we can ask is once. Says the mechaber, V'lo noda ben tayim, and he stuck it in once, twice, and didn't realize in between. Sarech beis pa'amim shishim. Says the Ramah, V'yesh amrim, v'sagi v'pam achas shishim. V'chei noda. Now what's going on over here? Who's right and why? Who's right and why? Says the Shach of Cotton Dallas. Okay. The Shach of Cotton Dallas. In Torah Vakach, Hatam Kosva Agos Mordechai Bechulin, Umaril Betshuva, Utruma Tadeshen, Dimitzchil Atzarach Shishim Neged HaKolov, Vechashin Adilma Nishabam HaKolov, Ushotiyo Men Akzeiro, Nasa Kol HaKaf Nevelo, Mbosa Bechulov, Ulakaf Tzarach Levatul HaKaf, Vepam HaShniyah. Makes sense. The nearer the may time a customer to a mechaber in tocha beis tamim v'chule tzarach beis tamim shishim below kosu stama v'im tocha har beis tamim tzarach shishim v'chol pam. Why? Because the odds of the time mayo this zero lehud lo armina chatzicha nasa nevela. I'm sorry, I told you I want to finish today. Chatzicha nasa nevela rakim bosa v'cholo tamu neshe kol echad hetav v'neasmo v'yilei chibur nesu mashen v'shari surim k'moshe kosu v'shtimim tzari beis v'kot n'yud. As he's coming out of our ears already. The Hilkach, Shetokvo, Pam Shnia, Sulek, and the name of Chatzicha Nasa Nevela. The Kaim of the Kfor Neser Akaf, Lo Nasa Nevela. Achakach, Afil Tokvo, Abbe Pomim. Sagi Beis Pomim Sama. Vasmak, the Zirale, the Chol, Yisurim, Chatzicha Nasa Nevela. Be Emes, Lo Kosa, the Simen Reshu Gimel, Hail Lishu, the Tzorach, Beis Pomim, Ayin Shom, Viduk. Comes the Rashach and said, according to us, if we follow this Mechaber, with the Ramah, who holds Chatzicha Nasa Nevela, supposedly come out with the yo-yo, as many times as the yo-yo goes in, as many times you need shishim. That's the Shach says. It boggles the mind, really. On the other hand, the Chori is right. What's the difference between two times and three times? The Shach is making a good point over here. What is the difference? If you count one thing and count twice, count three times. This is the Shach's major point over here in Simon Tzadik Dalid. Now, if you want to argue with the Shach, I told you, the Shachat Amos is right. It's hard to argue with him. If you want to argue, then have to give me a good svar. Give me a good svar. If you give me a good svar, I'll take it. Yes, ma'am. I'm not up to that yet. I want a svar against the Shach. It's like almost like I'm asking half a quiz. I want a svar against the Shach.
Yeah. But still, the same sheet that was about the original though, why can't the same sheet number be about the original of this? And
you can pull it out,
right? And now the spoon has, there was a handful of this, right? There was a...
No, but you run out after a while. And there's shishim, right. They keep putting in more, because if you're putting in more stuff, then your shishim is going to get the three times the volume of the spoon. He says, no, that's low, I don't go to the low noda. For some reason, I can't go to the yes, sorry, I'm stuck in a trap now. The halacha of bittul is based upon your diyan. The postman says, when you know it, it becomes possible. When you, how's it, the reverse, what is the expression of a guy, what you don't know what won't hurt you? It's fakers, no? What you don't know will hurt you. If you don't know, it won't become possible. Bittul is a subjective concept. It relates to human beings, not to inanimate objects. What do you mean bottle? Bottle. Bottle means if it relates to a person's bottle. Yes, bro. You guys are all coming and telling me ain't a chos of veneer. I don't want to hear that. We're assuming that it's chos of veneer in this case. Well, not have been time. I want you to give me a svara. Why when the shach said, when the mechaber said two times, he meant two times. And even if you're chati chanas and veil, it's only two times. But no, but why? Yes?
The first time and the second time.
And the second and the third. Why?
The first time is just color putting it to me. The second time is the
bottom one. Well, Shakivansi. What Shah? Where Shah? That you didn't say it over here. Sorry? But he didn't say it over here. Wait? So what Benjamin is saying is a Gevaldige Svara. Gevaldige Svara. When do we say we keep putting something in and come up again and again? We only have, what do you have? You only have it where, what? It's a different insert. With a new insert. What do you mean? How can we mean a new insert? First, it's Cholav alone coming into Basa. That's stage number one. And stage number two is Basa B'Cholav coming into Basa. So two distinct things. However, if you just keep throwing ham into soup, ham into soup, ham into soup, what do you mean? Because it counts once, and that's all. Is this a good svar or a bad svar? You don't like what Benjamin said?
I have been passed out of the first time around, it's Tepes, 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 Tepes. Second time around, it's like Tepes, Tepes, Tepes. But if you take it on both cases, why is the second time?
So wait, so let's go. Let's see who's right. So if you look at the Prima Garden, on this shach, he says, and if he says he follows the shach, to the end. Look at the shach. Yeah, have we ever looked at the Prima Garden inside? Not yet. Sometimes I didn't know where he is even. The Prima Gadim, who was the Prima Gadim? Who was it? Prima Gadim, yeah. I used to give a bechina last year in Hilchos Shabbos, and the Sefer Shabbos, guy spelled out, Pei Reish Yud Mem Aleph, Gimel Dalet Yud Mem. Prima. It was like a, you know, number one. Pure, you know, Prima, you know, in the first class. Prima class. The Prima Gadim. First of all, if you look at Shira, you'll find there's a pasuk called Pri Megadim. You know what the word means. Okay. You won't even find the word Pri Megadim on tap. That's why it's hard to find. It doesn't say Pri Megadim. Anyway, you open it up, it says, Siv Se Das and Mishpat Sel Zav. What kind of Pri Megadim? Harris is the Pri Megadim divided his work in two. On the Shacham and the Taz. I mean, Or HaChaim, he wrote on the Bogan Avram and on the Taz. And he called the Sefer and the Taz Mishpat Sel Zav, the word Turei Zav. And he called the Sefer on the Mogan Avram, Eshel Avram, and he called the Sefer on the Shach, Siv Se Das. He has half the name and he puts in the new word. So let's take a look at the Prima. That was originally a Malamed Dardik. You have to understand, he taught Talmud Torah. He taught like the first grade. I'm serious. I don't know how long he was. He was one of the Gedola Yisroel. I think it's quoted the Prima. God said before he wrote the Sefer on the Yoredeya, he studied the Chulin with the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not mistaken, they told me 100 times, one after the other. over and over and over, 100 times, then he sat down to write the sefer. So if you don't understand what he said, maybe learn it a few, 10, 20 more times, maybe you'll begin to understand. He also writes Pekitza Nimrus. He writes hard to figure what he's saying. So let's take a look at this background in the pre-Megadah. Where's the Ma'amakam over here? Simin, Sadi, Dalit, Shaks of Cotton Dalit. Okay? Now, okay. Wait a minute, slow it. So the prima donim is like this. Start the top of the big word Ummah, second paragraph. See the word Ummah, you can't miss it. See page Reish Chav Beis, you see it? Reish Chav Beis, column 2, the big thing is Ummah. See it? Everyone have, who doesn't have it? Raise your hand, I'll tell you how to find it. Everybody has it? Yeah, can we find it? Ummah, because of a shach, vat, tur, vat, makab, shinu. Master of a shach, quote. That's the new Rosh Hashanah, you know. Batur HaMakabah. Tetzvot. Batur HaMakabah, Shinu. Milshon HaSmak, because of Beis Pomin, Vein Kosu. Excuse me. Because of Kama Pomin. Vein Kosu, Beis Pomin. Batur HaMakabah, Lashita Sire, the Nasim, the Vela, Bishari, Surim, Lo Armina. Who has in Chol of Hanesha, Kvasu, and Mitzkarim, Batur HaMakabah, Lama Nasim, the Vela, Lo Shayach Su, Tam, Adahai, Lechudei, Shari. Batsmak, Shal, Vachazir, Nasim, the Vela, Bishari, Surim, Shum, Lassim, Batur HaMakabah, Kosh can bust the call of Atmo, option, that's like for an answer to the Vedas, they'll talk about Kabanoso. The Nei Dover Godol Diber Ha'odon Zal, the master, the corner of the rock, means the Shah. So the Fizeh, call of Trefa, O Buster Trefa, Shin is Arab of Buster Bacholov, after Vadat in Buster Bacholov, the Eshbu Lester of Bishal Bano, Kosh Kosov, Arambam, Ayan, Mikomagom, A nasa nevelim and atzorah the rabbanon l'didat. That would only, since it was also for to begin with, you wouldn't say nasa nevelim the right. Benaf gemina, b'asa treifa l'cholav v'nesa v'chakach nafal tachmei cholav l'kzeira yirakos v'chadomer v'nishpa. Right? V'shishim b'biru negad azayas b'asa v'en yadayim shishim negad acholav yesh l'hoko the rabbanon. We'll see that when we get to the simon tzaddik. We'll see that next week. What that means exactly? Nishpach go the kula, that's the rabbanon. Omnam haprach. Who's the prach? Pre chadash. The pre megadim came after the pre chadash. So kikuchya. The mikamakol nasin nevela from mechaber. Ukefishin nira midvarav sham the minatoru nasin nevela. The mikamakol shem basa bchalav ala. Etc. He says. Skipping a few lines. Umash hiksha pri chodesh v'simikov gimel ha'vadai kushnich ha'zokehi ala shachzal. Why? We saw this yesterday. So the simen kuf gimel siv zayin kadeira b'lu b'vasa b'chol avu k'mo amayim onam eslesi mayim alma keva demi b'vasa b'chol avu zayin nina leke b'vasa b'chol avu k'mo shakosav ha'shach kan osav beiz. Im kein vayda lo gara b'vasa sh'nivla b'kav pan beiz and asa d'meila k'o panam d'rabonam keva demi b'vasa b'chol avu b'komer. The shach is as smart as the shach was, he got caught. How did he get caught? He said, the shach himself, as we explained yesterday, at length told that Balul Mibasa Bechola was like Shari Surim. But he's now trying to say Pshat in whom? Pshat in whom? In the Mechaba. In the Mechaba we saw yesterday, what is the Mechaba that Balul Mibasa Bechola was treated as what? Shari Surim is treated as Basa Bechola. So how can you say Pshat in the Mechaba with a whole long, that's why he changed from Kama Pumim to Beis Pumim? Because the Mechaba is a Shittas and the Chatzich and Asa Nevelim only said by Basa B'cholav and not by Shari Surim. But this is Basa B'cholav. I also have it's Balumi Basa B'cholav. So what? The Mechaba is a Shittas and was stuck. Asher B'dochak, he says, that's the Mechaba. That could be the Torah, Kmiru V'chashina, and Shem Apollo, Rakaf, Ubala, Lobisa de Rabbonah. It's only the Rabbonah. That's what he said. It's only the Rabbonah. Idris, what's the smack talking about? Usmak, Efshad, the Sobach, Hatzich, and Asa, Vela, Bishari, Surin, Minatara. Oh, Maybe this makos is what? It's midaraisa. Remember our old Rabbi Kivegi with the Tosfos in the Daf Kuf Mem Beis? Chet Nichan Asa Vel Bishar as soon as midaraisa. Or Chuma B'Yalma, Echum B'Mayim, Chuma B'Yalma. Whatever. That's what the Prima Gadol said. No. The Prima Donna made a statement about Basar Trefa. We saw before, Cholov Trefa. According to this, you wouldn't say Chatzich Anas and Nevelim is alright. You wouldn't say Frek the Chavaz Da. I'm not going to put it on, I thought it was too hard. Not on. Okay. Frek the Chavaz Da over here on the spot. Cotton Dalit. He says, what? What about the following case here? You have a chati zayis of basa b'chalo. What? Chati zayis of basa b'chalo. That mixes in with a chati zayis of plain chalo. What's the din? I ask you, no? What do you say? Shimon. Chati zayis of chalo, which already was mixed in with basa. Half a zayis of milk, which had in it already a ton of meat, gets mixed in with a plain half a zayis of milk. Salah. Loka in a loka. Okay, what do you say? That's a different child. The chara quadra prima garden, what should it then be? In a loka. A mutta wouldn't go far. In a loka, why? If you mix it, Sartrefa, the impression that the Prima Gadol conveys is you only say Chatzich Anas and Nevela and it becomes Baka B'chol of the Raisa if you have Heter and Heter. But if you have, if the Baster or the Chol of Osler Mishameh is Sarakher, then what? Wait a minute. Then that's what the Prima Gadol seems to say. You don't say Chatzich Anas and Nevela with the Raisa. So the Chavis Das asks, what's going on? Say the same thing. By half a gazayas of cola which has basa mixed in with plain cola, and that's impossible. Impossible. It can't be. What do you say? Never meant it. Never said it.
If the chol would come often in a Torah, then even though one is heter, one is iser, then you would say shanam in a Torah. But here the chol itself then becomes often in a Torah.
Let me tell you my pshat. I'll tell you my pshat. Something like what you're just saying. I didn't say it yet. Please. Chaticha not an avail. Is the word Nasa Nevela. What's Nasa Nevela mean? That's the Shach. People don't say Shach. Has to become Nevela. It was Osman before, you don't say it. It was Osman before. Only Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Mimela. You have a shtickle Easter. Right? And the Easter goes in, you have ham. Ham goes into chicken soup and comes out again. What do you say? Ham, not an avela. Wrong. Ham, hoya, an avela, miskilas briyosa. Ham is not an avela. Ham is a worse insult than an avela. That's not ham, not an avela. Ham, not an avela. So I've got an avela from Shesh Shemai Brady. Ham's an avela. Not shy, ham, not an avela. Mimela, what do you say? You take ham with a yo-yo. You put in and out of the chicken soup. You need 60 tons of chicken soup. Chatzich Anas an avela. Ridiculous! Look, it's ridiculous. Bein le-mechaber, bein le-ramor, bein le-shach, bein le-shimigodin, bein le-chavasas. You can't say this. You're the ham nas in the veil. Wait a minute. Therefore, it seems to me that should be the din. That should be the din. Why by calf do you have to count twice? Again, it's the yom and tzvara. Because a calf, what was a calf? Calf called 11. So then it went in once, of color. When it went in, what happened to that cop? It was nas and nevela. The mail, you stick the, when you stick it in again, you have to count two times the volume, two times teaching the volume of the cop. Wait. When you stick it in another time, listen carefully. You stick in the same exact spoon in another time. Let's go and review the history. You have a milk and a spoon. You stick it in once. You pull it out. Okay? Stick it in a second time. What does the Machabe say? You have to count twice, Shishin. Stick it out, stick it in another time. What happens then? You would have to, it depends how much was stuck in. You would have to be worried about the possibility of having more basa b'chol evolving. But since we were already mishar, can make us call our cop the first time around. So my yitzel l'chol my yosef l'ch. What are you adding over here? What are you adding? Nothing. How can you count? What are you counting? What are you counting over here? There's no new shame, is there? What can you count? There's no new shame, is there over here? The second tchiv, you have to count shishim a second time. With the new Easter of Basa B'cholov. But another Tchiva. I don't understand how you can say anything. 1 second. I think it should be true whether you hold like Chati Chanaf to Rebbe Shari Suri or not. Therefore, it ends up what I'm saying basically is against the Shach. I have to confess. Because the Shach maintains that you hold Chati Chanaf to Rebbe Shari Suri, you go over and over and over and over again. What I'm saying, I don't think it should be so. Nah, but I'm not finished yet. Don't cut me off yet. I just have to finish. I need 10 more minutes. To answer your questions later. In order to explain myself a little bit further, I'm going to ask another question. Yeah. Answer a question with another question. It shouldn't bother me. That's urgent. Okay. Now, what are we holding over here? We're in Simon Sadek Dallas, correct? It says over here in the Ramah, V'yesh Amrim, V'sagi, V'pamacha, Shishin V'chei Nogim. Send it back to the Ramah that we started from. Says the Vilna Gaon, why? The Harvey Postman feel the Bazaar Balua Larmina Khatika Nas and Nevela, to Mashakosta the Simon Sarakhest, hey, we just saw it a minute ago. Right? You don't say Khatika Nas and Balua. The Aflo Kaima Long Kane. Even though I'm on Sarakhest, we just saw 5 minutes, we don't pass in the way. We come again, but here I got the Yeshta Hati. Here we can be Mekil. The Shaka Simka involved is the same thing. Here we can be Mekil. Tell me, with all due respect, what's here? What's here? Here means there's some other reason. What's the other reason? What is the other reason? What is the other reason? You know, I was going on hoist in the Caleb. I couldn't figure it out. After I was going wild for a while, I found that someone asked a kasha. But trust the HR of Anapshi. Someone asked a kasha. Who was it? Chazanish. Can I tell you? He asked his kasha. No, I didn't tell him what to ask before. What do you mean over here? What's over here? If you hold by Balua Chatzichan Asnavel, you're sunk. What other Tzad L'Hakal is there over here? Says the Chazanish the following. Take a look on the Shach. He says it based on another Kash. See? He also has his Kash based on Kash. Wait. Look. Yeah, you're right. Look on the Shach of cut and hay. Below Noda, but here. On the Machaber. Below Noda Ben Tayim. Dim Noda Ben Tayim. From his Batal Arishan. The Shuvgama Pamabe's bottle be also Nashishin. See Alpha Gav the Mash Padat Beit Yotel the Kabon Sof Simon Sadi Tes. See him Nafal Kazayas Isser the Tov Shishim Zayt Sim Hednim. See Achakach Ho Zevin Chosav Nafal Kazayas Isser Cause of an air, I feel him in Mino. I feel not a bent time, but all the good to Zachin. You still say cause of an air, even though it's a cooler, it's Mino Mino Zarabonon, and a cooler, not a bent time, it's healthnish. Kamasha cause of a Rav Sham. You come a come. Hocha ain't time cloud. Why? So ye shishim neged kol akaf. V'lo ye hea akaf, elo kulo cholo. That's why I kept yelling all along. Elo. To be tam nas and avela tzorach beis tam shishim. The afagaz and the mino nami and the tam be kol makom came and the royal is in tam be connect dog shen amino. Also kmashas ram bad aran sov tzechas avod tzorach. The movie says it. V'zel al shayach hocha. What's he saying? There's a limit, how far can you go? Are you going to keep going and going and going? It's crazy. That's what you referred to before when you said it's a fair shah. Right, okay. What? Okay. Slow. What do you mean? So the Chazanish explained this shah based on the Ran which you saw a long time ago. The Ran and the Kippur's Cholos. I say I want to finish up all my business today. The Ran and Kippur's Cholos. The Ran and Kippur's Cholos is a kash. The Prima Gonim is the same kash, you saw it. The Rana is talking about meat, the Prima Gonim is talking about a spoon. Why do you say in Mishar B'Shishim, say this constant interaction of time, you saw it? You have a piece of meat in the milk. So the Rana asks, you saw the Rana, you saw the Prima Gonim here, it goes back and forth, every second. Like in physics, it goes like a current. Right? The taste goes from the meat to the milk, back to the meat to the milk, to the meat to the milk, to the meat to the milk. Or, from the spoon to the meat to the spoon to the meat to the spoon to the meat. So, what have to take it in? What are you telling me? You're taking it, putting it in, and taking it out. What are you taking it out and out and in for? Just leave it in. Still the same problem. The Ranis. Remember the Ranis? The Ranis is the deepest color. The Prima Gonim asks it over here. What's the answer? Wait a minute. What's the answer? The Ranis answers, comma bottle. What do you mean comma bottle? You don't say chol zevinir. So the pre-chodesh asks, Gaval, we pass the chol zevinir. What did the Ran answer? We pass the chol zevinir. So the answer is, Chazanish says like this. The only time you say chol zevinir is when you ask something from the outside. Then we say chol zevinir. But now you're computing kind of the same thing over and over and over, and you don't say chol zevinir. It's ridiculous. And this halacha of kama bottle, this kind of thing of kama bottle, that you don't keep computing if it's inside, can be said even if Lo knows that they're tying. That's the shock means. Although ordinarily we say in order to say kama bottle, we don't say chol zevinir. You need know that they're tying. That's all you're calculating, can negate some new stuff coming out in a chutz. But if you're calculating, can negate the exact same thing over and over again, then one could say, as the Ran seems to say, as the Ramah seems to say, it works even by alone all the Ben time. And the Mechaba says no. The Mechaba says even then, you need what? You need no the Ben time. That's the Mechaba says. And the Lonoda Ben time would be trace. That's the Mechaba says. The Mechaba is a Shitasa. Why? Why is the Mechaba a Shitasa? Because the Mechaba is entertained by all Tarubis. But he holds the difference between Noda and Leno Noda by Chol Zevinir. So the Mechaba makes the same distinction over here. But there are more in Tzadik Tes who reject. You saw the Ramah Tzadik, one of my comments, right? There are more in Tzadik Tes who reject the distinction between Noda and Lo Noda. He must make a different distinction over here. Between what and what? Between what and what, Rabotai? Between a Tarot, when you're calculating Chol Zevinir and Achut, and you're calculating Chol Zevinir and Bifnim. This is the Svara of the Chazanish. All this is everything I said is printed in the Chazanish. Well, actually, the last part not, but my extrapolation based upon the Chazanish. Now. Wait. When the Shach says that by Min and Simen Tzadik Tes, what I asked you to look at. When the Shach says in Simen Tzadik Tes, I didn't put it on the Mamakan. Tzadik Tes not on? Oh, no. Well, if you look it up, and Simon Tzadik Tes, if Kod Mechafaf, the Shach said, in my Mimdom Mino, you say, Kama bottle by another Ben Taim. It's the same idea. Because there's nothing new from the outside, no new time. But we, Paschkins, there are more Paschkins, no. Xerad Mino, Otu, Sheno Mino. But that's only when you're pulling something from the outside. But if it's from the inside, what do you mean, Xerad? That can't be. as the Shach, as the Golem points out in the Kitzah. Everything I said now, this basic distinction which I'm drawing, is my main thesis over there, between coming in from the outside, a new piece, versus an inside job, and I'm equating even an outside job, if there's nothing, not a new Shem Isser, with an inside job, I'm making that equation. I think, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, I think he says it too. I think that thing says it like me, I think. The Aruch HaShulchan in three places says, I think I wasn't a Maamar Komos, I didn't know about the Aruch HaShulchan, I didn't see it. Give a look, and come, and before tomorrow, let me know what you think of the following place. Aruch HaShulchan, in Tzadi Bey, Sif Hei and Vav, Tzadi Dalid, Sif Tev, and Tzadi Ches, Nun Ches Tu Sama. Just look at those Aruch HaShulchan. Look carefully what he says, and I think that he means what I'm trying to say. With this mush of everything, only as a shock by the Shver. The shock seems to me to be very, very difficult. The yo-yo, should ask it forever, for Chatech and Asa Nevela, to me, is a difficult assumption. The net of tomorrow, we'll start a whole new topic, we're wiping the slate clean, we're starting a new inyanim about Eroi and Zeya, which are halacha lamayis and mamish, but I don't have too much to do with Chatech and Asa Nevela. Just one step away from the veil. Shulchan Aruch says, actually the Ramah says, the Ramah says like this, the last two lines of the page, 408. Kiluach min akadera rosacha sheolach al akadera tzonenes im nifzaka kiluach min akadera rosacha kodem sheigia el atzonen. Havinami kiklisheni. This is the rule. Irui shenifzaka kiluach is kiklisheni. Irui itself is treated as a kli rishon. Irui shenifzaka kiluach is treated as a klisheni. There's a shach with kod lamadalat havik irui. Oops, I'm sorry. One second. Vilo nifzak havik irui. Vilo kedera tonenes nefro imayat toledes bakiluach hanageh bekedera. Vatav shebesoch ashari. Why? The Ainiri also racked their klipa, and it's part of the klipa. Okay? That's it. Says the. So the food is more discussion. Says the Ramah, it says the Shach Lamadalat. Havik Iri, Kolomad Lamina Shiniskara, Kaiva Shiniskal, Al Gabe Hakira, Rachim is the Bachuma Sadesh and Shom. The Kiddush is that if Iri should live. What did the Bachuma tell me, Kiddush over here? That Iri is the Kiddush, we know this already. Sarah says, no, the Kiddush, even though it's Iri. Shenizchal al gabe kira tonenet. Even could be in two ways. It could be flying in midair. Flying from here to here. Flying in midair. Or it could be going along a cold surface. You might have thought of it going along a cold surface. It's worse. Worse better. It's less hot. And if it's not ever said to a clevision, kamashan and the ramo, it's a shock. It's a considered a clevision anyway. Says if on the gods of Kabbalah Mazal, how do we know this? He says, Yeah, the Av, wait one second. The Av, the Nizkal Agabe Akira, nevertheless, how they come up with Rishon. How do you know? Kamashakos of Perak Kira, Tulbuk Lishani Vitain, Av Agab the Ambati Nimshechas Minayora Bekarka, and the Karka is cold, Av Biken, Havik Kli Rishon. And any list calls, etc., etc. So you say, why should it be worse? I'll tell you why it's worse. You might have thought that if it's touching a cold surface, a cold kira, then I have a cooling effect on the kilua. More so than just flowing through the air. The air is a different kind of a medium. It's air. But touching a cold surface, you might have thought it cooled down even more. That's what you might have thought. Okay. Now, the riot is not overwhelming. Not overwhelming because he says, look, Fainus calls the Chametz very shiny, Shetivim Bekarka, Dimkein, Lama Hutzrich, Lochiach Shom, the Mice, the Rebbe, Lach, etc. Because it's going from the Rashba. Of course, this all depends upon how you treat Iruy. I mean, some people say that Iruy isn't Gansan a cliche. So, I mean, clearly, whoever says that way, we'll certainly have to have a different shot in the Gemara and Shabbos and Malach. So, this, you can't say the Raya 100%. Because the Rashba is an Iruy. Shani, however he gets out, we can get out. So it's not 100% a riot, but it is part of Shadows to riot. As a matter of fact, our whole assumption is questionable. What are we assuming? If Iris Kekli Rishon, Mavliya. Iris Kekli Shaini is not Mavliya. Not so poshut. If you look on the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Hei, Siv Beis, says the following. Page 486. Kom Shul Kli Rishon Sheyatza Letes Bo Mavat Mavashel. V'yosa Kulo. Aval Kom Shul Kli Shaini Eino Mavashel. V'yesh Omrim De Gam Kein Eino Mafet La Mavliya. V'yesh Omrim De Mikol Makom U Mafet La Mavliya V'yosa Kedei Klipo. V'roi Lochash V'lizol V'dov V'lachatchila. Aval B'di Eved Mutam V'lo Klipo V'adocha V'yam V'tach. Period. End of the sip. What's happening over here? Because the Vilna Gaon explains by Arichus. The big fundamental machlokas are hapostim over here, precisely what does Bliya depend upon Bishul or not? Does Bliya depend upon Bishul or not? Tosfos says in many places, yes. Being riot, we're going close to riots here. Bliya depends upon Bishul. And therefore, since we know a cloud god of Klishen and Mavashel, everybody agrees, the Gemara is a fairish Klishen and Mavashel, the Shabbos and Mavashel. So Bliya depends upon Bishul, the same as Klishen is not Mavashel, by the same token, it's not Mavliya. That's the first day in the Mechaber based on Tosfos. Second day is the Rashba. The Rashba says no. The Rashba says even though it's not Mavashel, it's the Mavliya. And again, the Gaon quotes Raya in that direction, and the Tchias call a Raya. Very, very important, these Raya, but I'm not going to go into them now. Important, you should know them. It comes up in Shas many places. Where is it? In Sochim, it's in Shabbos, it's in Vochim. Where else is it? Told in a few places in Shah. There's an Avodah Zarah, there's a Hul, a few different places. Now, what does the Mechaber mean? The Chatzchila should be Machlok. With the Yevet, it's okay. What does that mean? What's the Chatzchila? What's with the Yevet? What's the Chatzchila? What's with the Yevet? Huh? What does it mean? So the Shach says, "V'roar loch shadav v'chatzchila pirish, afilu udav shadark v'adicho achakach." The Azmut v'adicho got a Yisrael so name. Nikoma kam hachesh Yisrael v'chatzchila udav zeh. What does that mean? V'chatzchila. Should be maniach it, right? Should be maniach it. All right. Let's say it was maniach it. Then what? Then what? Then mutter. Then Mutter. Is that true? So that was Shadim Mechaber. So I think Shadim Mechaber. The Chatzchila, you shouldn't put a hot piece of meat on a tray for Klisheni. Or you should, something like that. Or you shouldn't put a, the way around, you shouldn't put a, okay, that's a good example. You shouldn't put a hot piece of meat on a tray for Klisheni, but if it was, then the meat is kosher. Let's keep going on the Shach and see if that's really true. Let's really this whole shach is very, very important. He says, look, if you think the shach is long, just look at it at the beginning. I wrote a book, the shach had a long sefer, which some people, we don't even have this long sefer. Huh? I don't know. The shach had a long sefer. 486. I don't know if it's been printed, I don't know. We know people who had it. I think the Vegas still had it. Sefer Aruch HaShach. This Shach is only a kitchen. Dan, think about that for a minute. He said, my Sefer, we don't have it, do we? Do you have it? They have it? Yeah. It's printed like recently or one of the old... Has it been reprinted recently? How much have reprinted? It's amazing, it could have its own kind of junk. Is it? Yeah?
Is it Sefer Aruch
HaShach? I don't know. Anshulchan Aruch also? Or it's a, but I mean, but it goes if you say the Shulchan Aruch. No, this is a kitza. Everything that Shachin says is a kitza. Herakti b'dina iri, the cliche. V'kan echzol, listen to this, b'tachlis ha-kitza. What does it mean? The shortest possible way to write these things down. Then it goes on and on and on and on and on. Mashal ogea b'sharosh edit. Let's go. Das rash bam she di yot os perk nam khat os perk kiro va rash ran nam shon mor khay va gos shi bi sala va zar va sema chuma de ivik sheni ivik ze ivik sheni period. Why? What's the reason? Two words. two words. But we have what's it based upon? Two words. You didn't see the film of Goni, that's right. Tato Gavar. Let's say what Tato Gavar means. That everything in the bottom wins. So the eerie, what do you mean eerie means? You're pouring hot into cold, but the cold wins. The cliche, finish. That's the Rashbam sheet. Ve'ena mevashel, ena maflu mafliya kiecha, come up cliche, mamash on cliche, period. V'data ben etam sheviyu kol arach polski in the shom, eerie mevashel kidei klipa, that's not quite so simple, by the way. The way Tosfos presents itself, as we have it, is two extreme views. Either it's a klisheni, or it's a klirishin, and it's a compromise view. What's the compromise view? Einachinam b'tatol gova, you're right. But this about tatol gova, the Gemara says what? What? Ademekalebol, you had it before, no? Ademekalebol, we had it in Klisatipakola. Ademekalebola, that with the cut on top and the cold on the bottom. So when the hot pours into the cold, although the cold wins and it basically remains cold, but still the cold manages to overcome the hot, it's bolea how much? Today klipa, to Rabbeinu, to the Tosfos, the same thing applies by Irun. And the Chinami, except the comparison exactly as you say it. It's an Irun, it's Tatar Gavar, but it's still a bliya of today klipa. It's important to know at the face of that, because the Tosfos can say in a few places, that the Khalifa of Ademegale Bola is a Chumra V'Yalma. The different kinds of Khalifa. Have you seen that in Polskim at all? Have you ever come and have a Chumra V'Yalma? It's the Polskim said. We'll come to it later. Just bring it to your attention. But there seems to be another view in Rishon that holds that Iwis is Mevashel Bekulo. Okay? I don't want to go to that right now, but just for your information, there is such another view. Okay. We learned about the Zohar, we discussed that, whether we were choshed like that Lamaita on Shabbat, we discussed also in Shia. Whether the choshed actually to Lamaita or not. That is the Vashuk of the Kulo. The Mishabur talks about. Okay. The Mukhadas of Ashban, the Mikomakom, Iwi Mavliya Kede Klipa. Oh. Even though Iwi, according to Ashban, is a cliche, it's still Mavliya Kede Klipa to go. So Master Mavliya Kiyakosh at the same time, this heat is so great, it can take out and put back in at the same time. That's Bishul. So whatever's not Mavashal, Iri Klishani, Iri Mr. Rishon, the Rashbam is not Mavashal, the Mela is not Master Mavliya Kiyakosh either. That's the Rashbam Shita. But Mavliya alone, it is. The Gamucha Das Rashbam, the Klishani ain't a Mavliya Klal, after you look at that Klishani itself. So that even though the Rashbam Even the Rashbam distinguishes somewhat between Irui and Klisheni Mamash. Namely, Klisheni Mamash is not even Mavliya at all, but Irui, although it's not Mavliya, Mavliya Kiyakha, but it is Mavliya. That's Rashbam Shi. But that's the top. Shivya Kolana Kvotskim Daliel, Mukhak Lesvirle, Irui Kamo Sheena Mavasha Bakulo, Kachena Mavliya Bakulo. With Lokamar Shal, Shakosim and the Tom Shivya Rashbam Mavliya Bakulo. Fine. Of course, he may be holding it to Mavashal Bakulo also, but not for now. Kadei Klipa. Master Mavliya Kiyaka by Kadei Klipa. Uprecious him in Samaches, Kosa, the Rabbi Tam, Shevi, Harosh, Mavashal Bakulo. Ru Tamua. Why is that so Tamua? That's the straight way I thought the Rosh looks when you read it. Okay. Umuha Nami, the Dasa, and the Tam, the Liel, the Klisheni, Enam Avliya, Kadei Klipa. Tamil. So Master Mavliya Kiyakosh is the same time. This heat is so great, it can take out and put back in at the same time. That's Bishal. So whatever is not Mavashal. Iri Klishani goes to Iri Mr. Rishon Kiyar Ashram is not Mavashal. The male is not Master Mavliya Kiyakosh either. That's the Rashbam Shita. But Mavliya alone, it is. The Gamucha Das Rashbam, the Klishani Eina Mavliya Klal, after you look at the Klishani itself. So that even though the Rashbam distinguishes somewhat between Irui and Klisheni Mamish. Namely, Klisheni Mamish is not even Mavliya at all, but Irui, although it's not Master Mavliya Kiyacha, but it is Mavliya. That's Rashbam Shit. The Dasa Ben Atam, Shiviyu Kolana Kvotskim Deliel, Mukhak Lesvirle, Irui Kemo She'enu Mavasha Bekulo, Kach Enu Mavliya Bekulo, with Lo Kamar Shal, Shekosta Ben Atam, Shiviyu Rosh Mavliya Bekulo. Fine. Of course, he may be holding that Mavasha Bakula also, but not for now. Today, Klippa. Master Mavliya Kiyakha by Klay Klippa. Who preaches him in Samaches, Kosav, the Rabbi Natan, Shevi Harosh, Mavasha Bakula. Who Tamua? Why is that so Tamua? That's the straight way I thought the Rosh looks when you read it. Okay. The Mughal Namid Dasav and Natan, the Liel, the Klishani, Ena Mavliya Kaday Klippa. Period. And Cain, Das Kol HaPoskin, Deliel, Vasmag, Vechlovash, Ondem, Vechshish, Rabbeinu Tam, Cain, Lokum HaShal. Fine. That's right. Last narrow line, that's right. Poskin, Vishon, Vachronim, Vechlisheni, Enem, Vashal, Klal. Cain, Poskin, or Rav, the Ramoth. Maybe Vavliya Klal, right. The Tema, the Bagor, Achayim, Tana, Mashma, the Sover, the Kleris, the Shamash, the Chomet, the Vechlisheni, Osir.
Hey, mashal akos mavliya el kadei klipa. Hey, mama, kitzis. Ubi kvach, macha biyosek, kishenim mafra mavliya kiyachad, osakula u tamua. Banan, kaim on the chumro. The irui, the klimishin, the vashal kadei klipa. Tizikulin in Shabbat, the basa bachol of osu. Vafilu, the irui, shen nifs, Vafilu, here we go. The irui, shen nifsa kakilua, mavliya, miya, kadei klipa, lukulian, 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 who the Mukha Perkei Tetzol. Now. Didn't we just get to learning the what? Iru Shenifzaka Kiluach is treated as a cliche, and we just read in the Ramah. Stirigluya. Stirigluya.
Why Stirigluya? I guess
the Ramah is only talking about
where you
have on the Gorfal of the Jewish. Very good. That's the He says, the Sarah Lachalek. No, he doesn't say what the Chalek. Some of the Chalek.
Primagana.
Primagana says to distinguish between what is Nizchalagabi Kira, so Nenet, in which case what? Iwish and Nifzaka Kiluach in that kind of case is Kiklisheni Mamish. But Iwish and Nifzaka Kiluach without what? Without having been born on a Kira, so Nenet is what? Mavliya Kidei Klipa. Kidei Klipa.
If the Kira is hot.
That is not. Arrogant, worse. Could be a Klevishan, right? Could be a Klevishan. Now, wait a minute. 1 minute. Says the Shach, I'll get to the minute. Shach of Cotton Zion. Let's jump for a minute. What does the Shach say of Cotton Zion? Avalon from Munach, but Klisheni, Vakule. Right, that's. Yeah, what did the Ramos say? So I'm on the bottom here, so give him. What did he say? Because of Amiri Ella Bachom's Klevishan. Because of Yashay, Sturim, and Aish, Menichu, and Maheter. Avo, in Kvamunach, with Klesheni, Bachakach, Menichu, Maheter, Etzlo, Olof, Eino Ose Klau. The Klesheni Eino Ose. Commotion is bar. Period. You put something on a plate, when you put it down already, then it's already a Klesheni, that's not threatening it. Wait. Says the Rambam, says the Shach Zayin. Stop, from Munach to Klisheni. It was already there. Al hiniyak dvar isu bika'ara shel heter hakara tzarech klipa. You put something trave on a kara shel heter, the kara requires a klipa. The chayim imi niyak dvar heter bika'ara shel iser ha'heter tzarech klipa. You put kosher meat on a trave of plate, it requires klipa. Why? The havi kemo irui ken kosa v'dake mash. What kind of irui? A modern irui. What kind of irui is it like? What kind of irui would you compare it to? What kind of irui would you compare it to? Like irui? Very good. It's like irui shenifka kilua. What do we know irui? Irui means it's pouring straight from the pot onto the cup. We always thought, so I always grew up, irui shenifka kilua is garnish. Because irui shenifka kilua is garnish, what's the shock talking about here? It's called dying irui. You take a piece of meat and put it, that's called irui. What are you talking about? There's no, how do we always learn? That's how I was always taught. You know why irui is so chamor? Because it's makusha, it's lashon of the Rishonim. It's makusha with the klirishon. It's it's one stream pouring from the pot down to the cup. Oh, so chamor. But he has no kesher. It's solid. What kind of kesher? Parents, apparently the shachas don't know what he said before. Apparently even irui shenifka kilua, even if it's not mavashel, we're showing the talk about mavashel over there. Even though it's not mavashel, but presumably what would it do? We mavliya a kadek klipa. It's an unbelievable chumra. I don't mean unbelievable in the sense that I don't believe it, but in the sense that it causes a tremendous stir. Because poskim say you can make on dishes. I don't know why they say it. Poskim say dishes can be makel. It's only for shiny. What kind of makel? Comes out now, that kula is very, it's a shvachar kula. Why is it a shvachar kula? Because the average dish, even though it was never used on the fire, so we write with it, the dish is a klisheni. That's the expression we use, and we say, oh, everybody knows we can make up a klisheni. Yeah, but the shach says no. The shach says, although the dish is a klisheni, but the meat which touched the dish originally, touched it, and the contact point was deemed not a cliche, it was deemed as what? Even though this is a kiluach, mavdiak le klipa. You're out of luck. This turns all everything upside down, this little shaka. Yes, Mark.
I never understood
about Shabbos, why there was a difference between and Shabbos. We mentioned last time, there's toast and Shabbos there, but it's the final Makaros, if the walls are cold, then it's not Mavash. What does that mean? Not Derech Levashel, or it's a great job of Vishal. Whatever that means, it's a Hilchot Shabbos Shabbos. Not for now. That's not going to solve the problem. The Shabbos not going to solve that problem. Yes? Well, if it isn't, then it isn't. But it's very possible that it's well, it depends, it depends on the situation. If you have a pot, right, if you have a pot, and in the pot you cooked, hamburgers, pot roast, something, and it was right on the fire, right, and it was put on a grill or something, it's really hot. You take a fork and you put it on the plate. My guess is you would not be able to touch the bottom of the hamburger at that point without pulling your hand back. And as a result, in all likelihood, you wouldn't be able to touch the plate either at that split second that the hamburger was put on it.
Well,
that's what we discussed before. What has to be at the lettuce bowl? The meat or the plate? Luya tsuya, I don't know if it's a difference. It's a physicist. Luya tsuya, the meat is at the lettuce bowl. But the plate, whatever it's made of metal, it would probably become with a metal, if you had a metal plate, I'm not a physicist, but my guess is, if you had a metal plate, and it's a hamburger, we have the lettuce bowl, and the bottom, the plate would become a lettuce bowl, almost automatically. Another end, if you have, say, a earthenware plate, or a plastic plate, I don't know if it's true. Huh? Or maybe, sorry?
What's the difference? Why doesn't like you have two visitors?
Yeah, Okay, I understand. You say either make a label, that's what we assume.
What difference is the bottom of your tongue?
No, I think when tatar govar, that means you have a hot thing coming on a cold thing. So we say tatar govar, what does that mean? That means the plate remains basically cool, right? But Ademekele Bola. What does that mean, Ademekele Bola? Why is it Bolea? Is it Bolea because it gets hot? Or is it Bolea because it doesn't get hot? What's the shot? How do you touch? We don't probably do that heat. So if you assume Ademekele means that the bottom gets hot, at least for a flash, for a minute. And I assume the same way, as a matter of fact. That's my assumption. Choshev Rav disagreed with me once. What do you say, no?
Don't know.
What about according to Marshall? The good. Well, after the Marshall, yes.
Leave out the Marshall.
Yes.
There.
Is that a fact? Is that a fact? What do you say, David? Is that a fact? When the hot steam, it says, where's the Lashon? It says, the Yatza lettuce for Bazeya. That's the Lashon? Where the Yatza lettuce? The post can say, so your hot, your, what's the Lashon of the post in there? Did you pay him off, Charlie Brooklyn? Did you pay him off talking about Zaya? Later, okay. He says, the Gamayrishu Bekorov Kokash Shayad Soledes Bazeya B'mokom Shenogea B'Kzeira. That's what the Rav painted to me. A Rav said to me what you're saying. He says, doesn't the Ramah, as long as it's the Yatzalet B'Zeya, B'mokom Shenogea B'Kzeira. Doesn't say that the Kzeira is the Yatzalet B'Zeya. Sorry? I turn it back, there can't be any blue without hot. There's no Leah by definition, by us means with heat. If the thing is ice cold, if you have some kind of cooling system. In the modern world, you got anything. You have a beam coming up, and you have this metal has an inside built in, it's ice water running through it, liquid oxygen, what is it, liquid nitrogen. 273 degrees below zero, going through the coils in the pot. And it's ice cold. Meanwhile, the Zaya is very hot. That's sure fine. The Zaya is hot, very nice. Would there be a Blia? Yes? The Ramah says yes. I thought no. I thought the Ramah didn't say yes either. The Ramah said, how do you measure? You put your hand on top, and that's how you measure. At the surface. No, but you have to truly admit, why did the Ramah use the Lashon? Begam. Meir Shubakarov Kokach. Shayat Soledes Bakdeya B'Mokom Shenogea B'Zeya. Why did he say B'Zeya B'Mokom Shenogea B'Zeya?
I don't know if it's possible to have a abrupt change in temperature at a single point.
I don't know. Might have Kamina. I was talking about my Berkeley, which was 2 days ago. Microwave oven is not so much heat. I mean, there's no heat, it's just that the food gets hot. But there's no heat on the outside. Put your hand in the oven, it doesn't burn. So the question is, you may have no hand left, but it won't burn. The question is now, let's say, for argument's sake, you cook milk, heat up milk in a microwave oven, and there's a lot of steam. Will the milk be absorbed in the roof or the walls of the microwave oven? So when I had people asked me to shower, and the microwave became popular a few years ago, I asked the guy who had one to experiment for me. Take a big pot of boiling hot water, put it in the microwave oven. That's what I told him. Get it cooked to a boil, so it's really bubbling. And then I told him, this is our lesson. Like I told him, I don't know. I said, see, I'm not sure, they paint a bit different size. I said, see if you can put your hand and touch the roof of the oven. Touch the roof. Keep your hand there, see how long you can keep it there without moving it. So I asked, was right underneath, there was a boiling hot water. Dean? No, no. Wild oven. Wild thing was there. That's how. No, no, no. The oven was on. Maybe they have gone off. Maybe it's a safety device. I'll probably make it go off if you open it. But I mean, until then, the water was, it was boiling water. He told me he did it. He put his hand on the top, and the top was cold. Cold. It was lukewarm. Did he tell? Different question. Rack, was rack, was cooking, I'll get two racks. That's not an issue. But let's say there was no rack. It was on the floor of the oven.
Even today, it's not heating up the top of the oven, but the bottom of the pot should be
the bottom
of the oven.
Not the, there's no skill. I don't know if the
skill's
in the microwave. Okay.
Well,
the pot will be hot. I would say the pot is hot.
So if the pot itself is touching the wall of the oven, the hole where it touches, it's going
to
get hot.
Yeah, but things can't get through, as if you recall correctly. You cannot get from Kli to Kli below Rota. Right? No problem. That's not a problem. That's not even an issue. Meanwhile, some other rabbi told me, the same rabbi said, no, that's not true. He had someone do an experiment, and he said, he put his hand in the steam was very hot. So I said, where in the steam? So I said, if my guy put his hand in and was able to touch the top of the roof, how did he get it there? I mean, if the steam, if his hand is this thick, if the steam at the point of contact with the roof was so hot, how did he, I mean, he left the thing, he was able to touch the top of school. He should have pulled the hand away before he got to the top. So I it all depends on the fact. So we had a factual machlokes and a halakhic machlokes. I think that the halakhic, in my opinion, it has to be, the davar boleh has to be hot. Not just the steam, but the top. He said no. As long as the steam is hot, even if the top of the oven is not hot, wouldn't matter. And the second was machlokes metzius. I thought that the top was hot, wasn't hot, which my experimenter told me. So the steam was not there either. His experimenter told him different. So I have to experiment some more right, to the company. I don't know exactly how these things have to work. Getting back over here. So what comes out of all this? According to the Shach Sumer, so Jordy said it's not yet to let us go. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's true. If you take a hamburger kind of off a grill, right, which is just, you know, right on top of the fire. Take a fork and you put it down on a dish. I don't know. Maybe the dish would be out to let us go. You know, for that moment it's mavli and then you're out of luck. So all the coolers that we're using, the cliche, you know, if people want a kasher and they don't want to buy new dishes, they're cliche, it is. Not so simple. According to the Shach, it's a big problem. Yeah. I don't know. Don't know. Okay. One second. Slowly. How does the Shach know that it's true? How does the Shach know that this fact is true? That it's Mavliya today Klippa. How does he know? He just said so. Did he bring a proof? Said, it's Mashal in case it's solar. Now, where's the shop?
Yeah.
Where's
the
four gets one. It was really what? Oh. Here it is. That's what I'm to. Exactly. Ukhanamukha will pair a case of solar. That's exactly what I'm to. If I invoke. What's in case it's solar? The Prima Gunner explains. Yeah. As a Megale Bola. You saw the Prima Gunner there. He calls it a chumra b'yalam b'drabonim. Right over here, the Prima Gadim. Look at the Prima Gadim. On this one, kufay, this cotton, hey. This is the Prima Gadim right over here. See here. The iwi shenifzik ha-kiluach bada ena mevashel ala filo mavliya mafut haverak. Mavliya umaf probably means omaf, not kiechas. Have rak chumra bi'alam b'drabbanon. Lo min ha-Torah. Kemo shekosev v'ongan avram arachayim tov samach zayin. Oslam ha-gimel. The ademekar, yef lo bala purta, is only a chumra bi'alam b'drabbanon. Now what that means. Is it or isn't it? It's a very strange thing. I mean, you know, we're living in the real world. What do you mean it's a chumra bi'alam b'drabbanon? Is there a vliya or is there no vliya? What do you mean? Chumra b'yam adirabonin over here? No? I can say chatzich anas nivela b'shari tzu in the rabbanim. Ad mekele ball sounds like a principle of physics. What do you mean the rabbanim? What are you saying? In contrast to what? In contrast to it, tliya mlicha with a klipa zmikir adin. What kind of din is that? Only the rabbanim.
Really nothing happened.
Oh, that's what it sounds like. As a Megalei Bola means, maybe, perhaps, it might happen. And probably I'll be wrong if it won't happen. And but we're Machmir in all cases. How else is it on the show? What do you mean as a Megalei Bola is a Chumad Rabbana? Either it is Bola, it's not Bola. What do you mean Chumad? If it is Bola, it has to be at the right. If it's not Bola, it's nothing. What, how do you know? Is that a strange concept? Other Rabbana, what kind of Chumad Rabbana is that over here? Maybe it means it's not really Bolea, but we're afraid it might be Bolea in a particular case. Maybe. How else do you say Pshat? How do you learn Pshat, Dabba? Chumra Rabbana. They don't say Chumra Ba'alma. The word Ba'alma means even... the word Ba'alma is translated as Mir. It's a Mir Chumra Rabbana. Huh? Strange. If you find anyone who's explaining what this means, let me know. What do you mean Chumra Rabbana? Is it Bolea or not Bolea? Don't know. Then the Shachas of Kotan Ches comes down with the real hard one over here. Quote to Mashal. That's a real problem. Das Mashal, Yitzvetz the Shalom, Ubisifra Perikol HaBosar, the Bedova Gush, Tion Chatichas Bosar, Odog, Orez, Odochen, the Bisharim Chaman, the Maran Chaman Akdera, the Meyat the Lettuce Bow, Dino La Olav Kikli Rishon, the Ein Biyodilach Ria. Can you imagine the Shachas? That's a uncharacteristic statement. The Shach is Ein the other Lachriya. I don't know. I'm not sure. So he says, well, look, if the Svar is based on the Tfanos Makaro, he thinks the Svar is also the Tfanos to a Dava Gush. Doesn't assume the form of the receptacle. Of course, one could say the other way around, but there's no Tfanos Kamos either. What?
Exactly,
you're going to make on a Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon
has Tfanos Kamos. You think?
What's in
the other way?
No. Tosus contrasts Klirish Klishe. What's Tosus say? Klirish has final Tamos. Klishe has final Kara. So the Mashal says, and Shach says, look, Dovagush is not the final Kara. I count it, but Dovagush is not the final Tamos.
In that case, you should be
moving Klirish on.
There's still no
final Tamos or Klirish. No, that's not true. What do you mean? How do you cook the meat? The meat's in water.
If you
have knowledge
of
Dover Gosh and
a
Klisha
over fire, nothing at all. And I pointed that to Rosh, it should be considered Klisha.
That's true. The Fanas of
Achama. Listen, it's not something, it doesn't simply just mean Klisha. It's just like you don't apply the Fanas of Kamos. I mean, if you say, it's not a spell. Having the Fanas of Kamos, it makes it be shaming, and it doesn't have a spell, like you can understand. But if order make a Klisha, you can need the Fanas of Kamos, the Dover Yoration and Klisha got their word, according to that,
well, touch the machal on some of the fire, it keeps kind of generating heat. That's a mukhra. Kit, what's the halacha? Ramah's makel, Mashal's machmir. Shach, not sure. No. I'm going to tell you. Just, oh, no. I wrote Tali Bay.
You didn't write anything. You assumed what that was like.
Oh my goodness. Oh, what a mistake. My mistake. My mistake. I didn't write anything. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Wild goose chase. Oh, yeah. See, look at this. I think I learned something from it. I'm sorry. My mistake. I should have written. I'm sorry. Oh, no, I think it's the first mistake so far. I'm entitled to all these little discussions over here. Tomorrow we talk, can you use one oven for milk inflation? That's tomorrow's shiur. Okay. Says Simon Sadi Beis Yifkes Machva shel kolav shenosna b'kira tachas kedera shel basar azeya ola v'nibla b'kedera v'yosrata. If you have a pan full of milk directly under a pot full of meat, the zeah, the steam, goes up, gets absorbed in the kedera, and makes a tray. Says it's Vilna Gaon, Lama Tes. Where does it come from? Kanal to base, to Bekisa, Havikinir. Why? Shehevel mispashet bekulo, ukilakula betolcha rote. The whole discussion is a shot quote in Simet Tzadi Beis about if the kiluach stone in the kedera chama is a tatar gova. Right? The question is, what are you talking about? Is he talking about when it's coming from the top or coming from the side? Some possum explain that if it's coming from the side, you would still say tatar gova. How can it be? Either I'm also prepared to study base, or tatar gova when it's on the side. The shach says, well, kevan da kedera only bimkomo choshev tatar. What does that mean? I thought it's based on the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, based on the Tosfos in Shabbos, Tatar Gavei, Lo Gavei, he says, not the end of the world. We assume that that's generally true. But he bases it on the Gemara on Shabbos. Tosfos in Shabbos says, hot water and cold water. Right? You have, for example, a ton of cold water, and you're pouring it into hot water. Mutar on Shabbos. In fact, it's Tatar Gavei. And the Tosfos says, what's Tatar Gavei? What's Tatar Gavei? You have a gallon of water, cold water, and an ounce of hot water. What kind of Tatar Gavei? Crazy. It just overwhelms that word, nothing. So what do you see from that? Rav HaShulchan makes a big deal about it. Simen Tzadi Aleph, Sifyut Aleph Mizbei. Tatar Gavei Lo Gavei is if they're approximately the same volume. Approximately. But if it's one is much more than the other, you don't say it. He suggests, that's just chat over here. Oh, no. I wrote Tzadi Bei.
You didn't write anything.
Oh my goodness. Oh, what a mistake. My mistake. My mistake. I didn't write anything. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Wild goose chase. Oh, yeah. See, look at it. You learn something from it. I'm sorry. My mistake. I should have written. I'm sorry. Oh, no. I think it's the first mistake so far. I'm entitled to all these little discussions over here. Tomorrow we talk, can you use one oven for milk insulation? That's tomorrow's shiur. Okay. Says, Simen Tzadi Beis Yifkes. Machva shel cholov shenosna bekira tachas kedera shel bosra azeya olav v'nivla bekedera v'yosrotza. If you have a pan full of milk directly under a pot full of meat, the zeya, the steam, goes up, gets absorbed in the kedera, and makes a tray. Says it's Vilna Gaon, Lama Tes, where does it come from? Kanal to base, to bekisa, havikinir. Why? Shehevel mispashet bekulo, ukilakula betolcha rote. What does that mean? When we kept saying that expression, we never even explained it sufficiently. Nier or Kisa, Nier or Kisa, Nier, Nier, we said, we kept explaining, Nier means he's stirred. We never talk about Kisa. What does Kisa mean? He's covered. Well, he didn't do anything. He's covered up the top. It's a gun, yeah. When you cover up the top, so what happens? So the steam comes up, it gets very steamy inside, right? And therefore, it mingles everything. In other words, the teeth was on top. Steam was not in, it didn't fall into the soup. It fell on a piece of meat on top. But the steam all around, as if there's water all around. Steam is like water. That's what we learned from that idea of kisa. That's what he says. Uba peribezim achshirin, merachat tamea v'kulei, habreikas v'bayas v'kulei, beis breikas v'kulei, v'sham tzafreke isha sheyadeh v'kulei, or yadeh v'kulei. The five v'kulei. What is the Gaon saying over here? In Mishnah Achshirin it says, again, it seems to be an indication that hevel of America, the steam in a shower, in a bathhouse, is the equivalent of liquid and can actually become molech tumah, maybe tumah. Fine. Question is, how thick must steam be to be considered steam? This is a very serious issue. This is a critical issue. In other words, you have a pot. Take a pot, a plain pot. So, I saw just a few days ago that they brought the soup here from the main dining room. You saw the kitchen? They couldn't open up that, they pushed, they finally pushed, When they opened it, there was steam. Ooh, it was 16. Sure, that's exactly what it says. Nero Kisa. When you have Kisa, you have something very hot. And you cover it, and especially with the fire underneath and heat source, tremendous amount of steam. That's the tremendous amount of steam. It's a great amount of steam. That steam is Navy Tom. But what if it's a little steam? And if you ask a theoretical physicist, there's steam all over. There's also steam. We turn to steam. Right? So how thick must the steam be in order to be Navy Tom? That's the question. That's the question. So lechora, based on the Vilna Gaon, so now can mean the bein lekula bein lechumra over here. No, how did the Gaon say when he explained the idea of the rota? He said v'ha'ilu kula b'tocha rota, as if it's all b'tocha rota, right? That means what? That the steam has to be enough to mitzarif the whole thing as if we're all submerged in water, right? Let's have a little bit of steam, just a tiny little bit. Would that be enough to mitzarif the entire kedera? In other words, you have a... Look, I'd ask you a question. And before Kisa, wasn't there also steam? And a pot of the... Wait a minute. And a pot of the fire, right? And the fire... And the Shuto is talking about this rotev there, right? And you have this rotev. Wasn't there steam before you covered the pot? Yes or no? Had to be. Ah, Paris is. What do you mean it wasn't there?
It wasn't there.
It dissipated. That being the case of aura, has to be very concentrated steam in order to be considered significant. Now, what about the merchot? They go into a hot shower room and it's really hot. That also see the mirror is cloudy. You see the mirror gets all clouded. Also, great amount of steam. Yes. What does that mean? The Gemara discusses at what point we have Bishop.
Yeah, which is... When you say the
actual end is over, it wouldn't mean to be also the actual end is still here. It wouldn't matter how concentrated it is. Interesting, okay. So he suggests that as long as the steam is the actual lettuce bow, it should have the din of Zaya.
And you mentioned whether you could stick your hand in the steam.
That's what he says. If you can't stick your hand in the steam, that steam is considered the equivalent of water, and if water is moving it. Possible. That's a Yaakov effect there. But he says the more steam, the more time. A lot of steam is a lot of time. A little steam, a little time. Wait. Float. If you look in the Pitzchei Tshuva, right over here, in Tzitzkaton Vav, he says, I am Prima Godin. Chosav the Rambam Perek Zayim Mitzumas Ochlin Din Dal Mavur Dizapka Zeyas Mashkin Kamo. Abul Ochlin Kamo Chela Vamahutach. Ains they also come out. In Kenya, the dozen tuva, the Moya Machvis may Caleb, the color of Caleb, Lamata Kam, Ulamala, son of Tava Kosher, Vazea, Ola, Filiat, let us Vazea, F. G. H. the Hatir, I am Shom. The Begonim says, only Zayas Mashkin count, Zayas Ochlin, based on the Rambam, Hilchot Tumas Ochlin. Don't count. They don't count. What's the pshat? Wash it up yourself. Mm-hmm. Oh! Yaakov says, richtig. It's not a question of halakha l'mosh mitzina over here. Zeh smashkim is a veh, zeh tochkim is not a veh. Teretz is not that much steam that comes out from an ochel. Some steam there is. Even a star will give up some steam. It's getting physicist. But it's a minimal amount of steam. So apparently a small amount of steam doesn't count for anything. That doesn't count a little bit. It doesn't count, period. I'll give you a precise scientific definition of steam.
So we're talking about liquid that changes.
That was also going to turn to a certain degree.
Okay, so that's any rotor, any liquid that's in the meat, also...
Right, every solid in the world has a little liquid in it. Okay, now That's what he said. If you look carefully in the Mishmeres Shalom, I don't know if you got a chance to look in the back. The Mishmeres Shalom says, wait a minute. The Prima God of himself says maybe not. Maybe Zayas Ochlin should be considered like Ochlin. Maybe there's no riot from the Rambam. Why isn't a raya from the Rambam? The whole Rambam and the Rambam is a very good raya. Maybe he means that Merachas is different. Maybe Merachas is a totally different din. Perhaps. And I don't know. It's not exactly clear. He brings the raya from the Rambam and Simon Kuf Ches Lachumra. In the sugya of Recha Milsa. Recha Milsa. What does that mean? Recha Milsa means that the question is the strong smell of one object to another. Is that considered sufficient to answer or not? If you look in the Ramah, in Kuf Ches, we talked about this issue over here, says, here it is. Look what he says. Towards the bottom of the page Reish Nun Aleph. Ramah says, Im Ofer Ol Tzolo Yisra Vehetza Tachas Machas Achas Megulin Osa, I feel him with the Yevish. Who I didn't up with the Yagam the Pots and Bosser, also local Bacola. I will be Zach as they look. Elo is Cain, he's Zia Hamakavas Mishneim. The odd Osur, I feel him with Zach as they, in my Mishneim the Gulim, the Havi Kikisa Shal Kadeva. Now what are we talking about over there? What's it going on? Pots, Bosser. What's Pots, what's Bosser? Solid. Pots is all right. Bread is a solid, meat is a solid. What's talking about Zeh? Apparently, from the Mishmeres Shalom, what do you see? That Zeh's Ochlin is considered Zeh? I guess the Petitcha was talking around. Yes? Ramah says, Recha is nothing, and therefore it's okay. Elohim Kain, he's Ziyah Machas Mishneim. Recha is nothing. But Zeh is something. The Vilna Gaon there says, Kanal me other Machshirin, based on Machshirin again. Yes?
So I'm saying Elinkin Hizia meaning only something which is Shayat there, like Mashah? What does Elinkin Hizia
mean? That's something from Mizia, something from Mizia. So when is it Mizia, when is it not Mizia? They're both in the Gula and the other. That's a big problem. It's hard to say that. I would say, we could say like the following. Ordinarily, Zayat Ochlim is nothing. What do you mean, why should Zayat Ochlim be nothing? Well, now it's minimal. It's not considered significant. Maybe he means that if Shayach, certain Ochlim, have a lot of Zayah, then maybe it would become awesome. I don't know. I mean, again, it's not a Lachim Oshim Sinai that Zayat Ochlim is nothing. So what was it? And the Pesuk says, Machlokas HaPosim, whether Zayat Ochlim asks or not. What are they arguing about? Oh, yeah, the Nish. There's no Zayat Mutter. There is Zayat Ochlim. Perhaps the question of the shirim is a little bit of zeh. It's not really, you know, steam comes out from soup, from water. There's a lot of steam. There's often a little bit. Maybe the question is this little bit significant or insignificant? Well, I love it. Do we consider this amount significant or not? The Darkei Tshuva quotes the Machlokas HaPosukim on Zeh Ochlin. He quotes the Ramah's Megil. And the Halakha L'mayis, the difference, the Ramah's Megil, so personally, we can also be Megil. He quotes the Ramah and Torah, Chatas Balam and Hayd Dinvav. Make I the Ramah over here. Ramah here at Simon Kufkes seems to be Machmir. So I don't know. Unless you say like Dovah's trap, which is difficult. Or you say that. I don't know. I don't know how to resolve it. It's a difficult question. How do you resolve this issue about Zeh Ochlin? Big problem. Next question is also a very interesting question. Yes? Is it finished? I'm not going to discuss Dovah Charech. Not now. Later. Down the road. Look over here in the Lush, back in Saudi Bay. What does it say over here? Machvas shall call of Shinasa Bakira Takas Kedera Shabbatar. Hazea Ola Vinivla Bekedera Vyosrosa. Let me ask you a question. A straight question. I want you to give me an answer. What about the Machvas? What do you say? Seems to be all right. Didn't say the machvas asked it's mavliya and the kedera and asked the kedera and then it's asked the machvas too. Doesn't say that. Poshup shot in the mechaber is that the machvas is okay. That's what the Darkei Tshuva says. Poshup shot in the mechaber is right. But he says that the prima godim here at the Kon Chav Tes seems to ask. What's the shaila? The shaila is there like water mamish? Water, I said water, between two, literally. But it'd be actual water touching. Like it comes out of pot inside a pot, double boiling. And the top is touching the bottom. One of those on the flesh, both leaves in. Everything's stretched. The top is stretched, the bottom is stretched through. The Prima Gunnam apparently learns this at Kod Chav Tess, on the other Taz. That everything's straight. But the, as the Dark and Shiva points out, Pashup Shad and Mechaber is not that way. Is that what? Is that only the top is straight? What's the difference between water and steam? What's the difference? Yeah?
Steam rises.
Steam rises. How's it going to get back?
It's all right.
How's it going to get back? The steam rises after the top, but never gets back after the bottom? That's what the Prima, that's what the Dark and Shiva suggests. Yeah, what do you want to say?
No, the issue doesn't arise in Mechaber because Mechaber talks about Machaber Shal Cholos and there's a bus, so maybe the Mechaber holds it only, there's only there by Mashkim and not by Ofa. And therefore, there's not Zaya of Cholos around, which will offer up the Plaitic path, and no Zaya of the bus, which is Cholos. That's about the Mechaber.
Why is the Zaya like water? How's it to be water there?
But there's only
milk
there, not
flesh. Yeah, that's there'll be water there. It would absorb it, absorb out from the flesh from the top and bring it back down. No, lechora. Now, the Ramah says, what would happen if this machbas would be full of water? Not the Ramah, Ramah and Torah's Chatzis. It'd be full of water, not full of milk. It'd be full of water. What would it then be?
Milk
like a pot full of water. Cook it up with steam and bump it to a flesh and get a pot on top. What's that look? Okay, why? We have what we call not bar not, which we're going to discuss in a future day. Halacha l'maaseh the Marmor is maker. What about, let's get down to brass tacks, I promise to discuss it. You have an oven and you have a milk of a pot you put in, take it out. 5 hours later, put in the flesh of the pot. What's the difference? Uncovered. So the Dr. Shiva quote, Amachlokas Aposka.
Liquid.
Amachlokas Aposka. So Aposka says, Oven, the oven's tray. Why? Because, look, you put in the milk steam went up, hit the top of the oven. It got absorbed it. They put in flesh. The flesh steam went up, got absorbed in the oven. And it goes up and down. Well, what's wrong with the flesh? No, there. So they just, so that oven is milk, so what? So now the Zaya can't get down. The follow there. Not a follow there. Come out the follow there.
Why is it 24 hours not
time? What's 24 hours? You hold there are off? Because there are all here. There are all that 24 hours you can use the milk and sleep for flesh. That's the Ra'ah said, right?
Yeah.
We don't have even the car, whether it's vod or the kolak potsim kulam, all against the rock. Yeah. Why not? The difference is clear. You cook a solid piece and put a solid piece of meat, and there's no zeya. There's no zeya. How in the world is the milk and bleed on the top of it? I'm going to get down. Can't get down. Right. Exactly.
You have any boiled milk and then you boil the plate.
Within 24 hours, trade. Food is trade.
After it's not a
few, it's then the evidence kosher. No worth making a trick, cooking a glass of tray for pop. Who kosher for the evidence 24 hours?
Yes. Once
it's covered, we assume, we'll get that later. If it's covered, we assume it remains covered, there's no Zaya, it's fine.
See, even if one was covered and one was uncovered, they're both in the same time.
Still be okay in theory. I don't advise it, I don't recommend it. I'll explain to you why in a few minutes.